You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
Text roulette. Your chance to get something solved. What do you want to solve today? We could solve it for you, or our mixed family could solve it for you too. Just text in those questions to the Siding Unlimited text line 414-432-1099. Because we get so many text messages, got to spin that roulette
wheel.
Spin it! Find out where we're going to land on. Here we go. What number text? Look up here.
Give us a good
47.
Question.
47.
47.
And we be scrolling, we clicking, patrolling, it's just trying to find the text roulette, trying to get that question read, trying to get that question read.
Look at you go. I think you need to write a song. 2, 3, 4. Okay, 40, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, just a minute. Got to make sure it is family friendly, or at least the wording is radio friendly.
We don't want to Ron Burgundy ourselves.
Okay, here it comes. My sister-in-law is looking at the house next door that's for sale.
Okay.
How do I stop her from buying it?
Whoa! What? This is amazing because when you send these messages, you are anonymous. We don't know your name unless you tell it to us when we look at the Siding Unlimited text line.
The first part of that
sister-in-law is trying to buy the house next door and you don't want her to buy it.
Yeah, and it's like the first part of that text, you're going, okay, where is this going? And then all of a sudden, how do I stop her from buying it? Doesn't want the sister-in-law moving next door.
So she, read it again, she hasn't put an offer in?
No, my sister-in-law is looking at the house next door that's for sale. So next door to this person that's got a house for sale. How do I stop her from buying it?
Your
sister-in-law knows it's for sale. Sounds like this person doesn't want the sister-in-law moving next door.
You can't. Right? You can't stop them from buying the house.
Could you like lie and say, ooh, it's haunted. I've heard it's haunted.
You could pull a scene from the movie Step Brothers when they're trying to sell the parents' house. Derek's trying to sell the house as the realtor.
You could do that.
And so you've got the brothers, Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly, Brendan and Dale, that are trying to keep that. So they act like there's been a death in the house.
Yeah. Right.
They try to act like they're racist, all these racist neighbors.
That's what I mean.
You don't want to live next door.
You could, but you would really have to dig into your bag of tricks to try and keep that from the sister-in-law. But how can this person stop the sister-in-law from buying the house that's for sale right next door? It must be in a good neighborhood. The sister-in-law is probably like, hey, I'd love to live next to you.
Well, that's just it. You've got family right next door.
Maybe a built-in babysitter. Somebody to watch the house when you go on vacation. But this
living close to family can be a challenge, but it's not always a bad thing.
Yeah.
My sister and brother-in-law used to live across the street from my parents in their duplex that they owned. There was that. When I had my duplex, my mom was my tenant upstairs, and I loved it. But she's really independent. We didn't see each other a whole lot. In fact, I lived with my sister-in-law for a short time. For a short time, we all were renting a house in Waukesha. It was only for 6 months, and it was great. We loved it. We had so much fun. But I get that's not everyone's situation. Now, if this is someone asking about the sister-in-law and you're really looking for some advice here with Text Roulette, my advice is you go to your spouse who is the biological relation to the sister-in-law.
Yeah, it could be brother or it's not sure if this is a man or a
woman.
Yeah,
we don't know if
texted.
This is a man or woman that texted.
Yeah.
You go to them and say, hey, you need to have a conversation with your sister, but I don't know that this needs to happen until you know there's an offer put in. Or do you have to do it before the offer? I say you wait until they may not want the house. They may not want the house.
Maybe she's
and
interested.
It's not like they're going to be over every second of every day.
Sounds like maybe.
Look, don't you need someone when you're on vacation to get your packages?
That's what I was saying.
To
but
keep an eye on things, water your flowers.
Sure, but they can do that by driving 5 minutes over to your house.
If they live 5 minutes away.
But to be like right there.
Maybe the kids can all grow up together.
Right there, though, in
you
your biz.
You have to go to your spouse and have them have the conversation to say, hey, we have some real concerns if you're going to be next door.
No, you can't say anything to your
spouse. Yes, you can.
No, you can't because then it's going to be like, look, so here's the deal. I know you like that house, but they kind of don't want us there. What do you mean they don't want us there?
Who cares?
Love us.
Who cares what they think?
Oh, you're going to start a huge...
Start setting those boundaries. If this sounds like you are really concerned about that, you have to start having the conversation now.
You can't do it. You can't do
that. Well, you have to.
You're going to start the conversation and you know this person. What if this person is really sensitive? They hear that.
Who cares?
Oh, they don't want. Who cares?
Let them.
Oh, okay.
It's the let them theory. It always goes back to the let them theory. This new book that I'm listening to by Mel Robbins. Let them. Because you know what?
No.
If you say something, they may get upset. If you don't say something, they may get upset about something else. That's the only thing you could do.
I don't know if we can come over for...
What are you going to do? Lie about the neighborhood?
Yeah.
Lie about the schools? Lie about the location?
I don't know if we can come over for Michael's 6th birthday because you don't want us in that neighborhood. You know what I mean? How things like that will build up. Well, you don't want us moving next door. Why would you want us coming over for the birthday party? Why would you want us coming over for the holidays? For Thanksgiving?
I started off this conversation by saying... You can't say anything. You can't control what they're going to do.
And I thought you were on my side, the good side.
But if they really want advice, then you need to have a heart-to-heart conversation and say, we have some serious concerns of being next door to each other, of what that's going to look like.
What do y'all think? This is Text Roulette. Listener has texted in. My sister-in-law is looking at the house next door that's for sale. How do I stop her from buying it? Because apparently they don't want the sister-in-law moving next door. So you can text the Siding Unlimited text line 414-432-1099, or you can call that same number if you'd like to chat. But if you just want to like send a text, make sure you do it safely. Pull over to the side of the road or get to work in your parking lot. Text us right now, 414-432-1099. How do you stop this sister-in-law from buying the house next door to you? Linda, what would you tell this texter on what to do, what to say to keep the sister-in-law from buying the house next door? They need your advice.
Well, she can't stop her from buying the house. But what she should do is have a talk with her as to why do you want to buy the house, and then say, what if something happens between you and my brother? And you end up selling, you leave, and you're there. And there's animosity in the family. And
oh, now you're saying that marriage is a little bit shaky.
Well, you never know. You know what I'm saying?
I just think they need to have an open conversation about their concerns. If you're about to be neighbors, you're going to have sometimes tough conversations. So you might as well start it now.
If animosity comes up in the family, you're stuck. You're neighbors.
Yeah, but it sounds like the
sister-in-law... Get a six-foot-high privacy fence.
Yeah, the sister-in-law really likes this house because this texter has said, you know, how do I keep her from doing this? Because I don't know. You just kind of get the feeling like, yeah, I don't want him next to me.
Yeah, they need to talk, plain and simple.
But what if she gets upset?
Hey, who cares?
You don't want to do that.
You can't control that. You cannot control that.
Do it diplomatically. If she gets upset, that's her problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. You can't control how she's going to respond, just how you're going to respond to the situation.
Absolutely. Thanks, Linda.
You're welcome, guys. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
You too.
And we also have text flooding in to the Siding Unlimited text line, 414-432-1099.
Dana in West Allis, who left her name, sent a text, find her a better house to want to buy. Hey, you like that house? What about this house?
There's one on the other side of town, though. I know you like the one next door, but...
That's a great idea, too.
Keep you far enough away from me.
And hopefully these are some answers that this listener can really go with to work through this dilemma that they're in with the sister-in-law wanting to buy the house next door. Family means you have to have these tough conversations.
Hard.
And it might be that's what has to happen. But she hasn't bought it yet, so maybe she won't. Here's another text that came in that said maybe the family can come up with a list of pros and cons to find out what it would be like to live next to each other. That's true. Again,
that's true.
They can keep an eye on the house when you're on vacation. They can grab your mail. You're gone. They can shovel for you. Hopefully you have that kind of relationship with them. I would hope if that's the case, why they want to move in next door.
Right, but what if this is the annoying sister-in-law and this person doesn't want them
next door at all.
They
want to be in their business all the time.
All the time, yeah. Hey, I know you're watching TV because I could see the glow of the TV. Can I come over? Oh my God, I just want to be alone. I just got home from work.
You've got to set boundaries. You have to set boundaries with family members even if you don't live together. This is no different. You just have to set them in a different way that she knows what they are before she buys the house.
Look, we moved out of the house and we got married for a reason. I want to start my own life. I don't need the sister-in-law next to me now.
Yeah. Again, I think we came up with some good plans for this mixed listener who sent in this question this morning to Text Roulette. And hopefully you'll let us know what the update is because we're going to respond and say, hey, here is the conversation this morning. But if you've got something in your life that you want to have some help with, throw out those questions with Text Roulette. You're anonymous. We only know your name if you tell it to us. You can text your question in at 414-432-1099.
Y'all are on one this morning with Text Roulette, I'll tell you that much. So a texter just popped in at 414-432-1099. Their answer for this? Pray. The housing market is very competitive. Pray someone else outbids her.
Here's another message that we received. My brother and wife live next to me. It has pros and cons. We interact when we have to want to.
Okay.
And keep things at just high when we want minimal interaction. The nice thing, though, is seeing my nieces and nephews grow up. Also, being able to watch each other's animals when on vacation.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Heather sent that. Heather also followed up with, by the way, I was there first, LOL. I've been there 16 years. He moved in 8 years ago.
We were here first. That sibling rivalry is still there.
I like the idea of you got to pray. Pray somebody else buys the house.